That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. Surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Our Badger pregame show continues at Camp Randall Stadium, a beautiful fall evening here, homecoming weekend on the UW-Madison campus. Wisconsin and Penn State tonight's kickoff a bit more than a half an hour away. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. We'll get to some football-related notes here in a couple of minutes. But Patrick, last night you and I both had the opportunity to take a look at the documentary A Road at Night. There was a special screening for invited guests last evening, and a lot of basketball alumni, the current team was there, many family and friends of the Howard Moore family, a documentary that John Roach and Roach Projects have put together. We're trying to think of the words to describe the documentary. And the only thing I can think of is powerful.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's a challenging thing to watch because there's so much emotion and tragedy involved in that story of the tragic accident where Howard's wife and daughter were killed in a accident with a drunk driver in Michigan. And Howard, as we know, has sustained damages and then later a heart attack that cost him a lot of his quality of life. But last night was a beautiful night, though, too, at the same time. The movie is challenging to watch, but it's a really nice tribute to the family, and it's a story of humanity and strength and a brotherhood of a bond of that team. And so last night, there was more than just watching the movie. There were Badger alums from about 40 years of Wisconsin basketball there, all sorts of eras. Certainly Howard's eras as a player, as many of his teammates were there, like Michael Finley and Tracy Webster and Andy Kilbride and Chris Conger. But there were guys from past eras, too, where when he was an assistant coach, Bronson Koenig, Nankaville, Showalter, Brust, the current team was there. A lot of friends that were important to Howard and that Howard is important to them. And it's hard to put into words what that movie was or is in last night, but I was honored to be a part of it. And it's a great way to keep his legacy alive and what he means to this school. And one thing that I also will say is I was very pleased that documentary spent a lot of time on Howard's wife, Jen, and his daughter, Jade. And there's so much attention put on Howard, rightfully so, and his legacy and his struggles and what he means to this community, that it's important that his wife and daughter are not forgotten. And the movie does a really nice job of keeping their story alive as well. And I hope that this movie will now get some distribution. That's the next effort that John Roach and his team are trying to do. Hopefully a limited run here in Madison, some of the theaters. And then also hopefully a streaming service will pick it up, a Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, et cetera, where it can have broad distribution and the Badger Nation can see it because it's worth it.
Yeah, no doubt, because I know that's what everybody wants to know right now. When can we see it? It is something that they are efforting as we speak, and we will certainly get the word out to you as soon as possible when this becomes available for everybody to see.
The other thing we'll keep the word on, and it's a hard transition, is that the men's basketball team is playing tonight. They're playing Northern Iowa in a closed scrimmage, coincidentally at 6:30, the same time as kickoff. Who planned that? I'm not sure. But if we can get an update or two, we'll try to get those into the broadcast, too, and see how this year's basketball squad's starting out.
That's right. It's a secret scrimmage. All right, let's get to tonight's game. We talk a lot about offense and some explosive plays, the ability to run the ball. Let's not forget about the defense. So Tausch mentioned it a few minutes ago. The defense has really ramped up here in the month of October.
They really have it. A few areas that I'll highlight. The sudden change defense is something that's been dramatic change. Wisconsin has turned it over 6 times in the last 3 games, but opponents have scored just 6 total points off those takeaways. That's 2 field goals, so only 2 of 6 opportunities. That's incredible. When you consider how they did before that in those first 4 games, it's even more incredible because in the first 4 games, Wisconsin also turned it over 6 times. All 6 of those led to a touchdown. One was a pick 6. That's not the defense's fault. But what a dramatic turnaround in that category. Another one that's impressive is this team's stop rate. That's the percentage of drives that end in a punt, a turnover, or a turnover on down. So a successful end to the sequence. Wisconsin holds up as a 75% stop rate. That's 10th in the nation and 3rd in the Big Ten. That might surprise some people, but this team, that's over the whole season. They're doing really well in that area. Red zone D is another one. They've allowed just 1 touchdown this month across 7 opponent red zone trips. That 14% touchdown conversion rate in October, it's number 1 in the Big Ten, number 2 among Power 4 teams. Those are a few areas where they are doing really well defensively lately.
And on the offensive side, it always helps to stay, as they say, normal when you can. They've avoided the negative plays here.
They have, and it's been a huge part of the success the last 3 games, certainly, in winning the line of scrimmage. So they've allowed the 3rd fewest negative plays. That's a tackle for loss or a sack. And they have the 3rd fewest in the Big Ten at just 25 in 7 games, so about 3.5 per game. The teams ahead of them, pretty good. Ohio State, Penn State, and they're tied with Indiana. All those teams have a combined 1 loss, so it kind of tells you the importance of that stat. Since sacks, they're the same. They're allowing the 3rd fewest in the Big Ten, just 8 of them. Another reason that they're staying ahead of the chains is not committing penalties. We've talked about that on this segment before. 3rd in the NCAA in fewest penalty yards per game. Luke Fickell and Phil Longo have said specifically that is a key to this game in particular. With the way Penn State plays up front defensively, staying out of negative plays and not having second and long, third and long is maybe the most important key to tonight's game.
All right, we will be tracking that closely here tonight. He's Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, is up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This Halloween, don't just scream for candy. Treat your taste buds to something spooktacular. It's True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, a yummy treat that's mummy approved. The product features the perfect balance of orange and vanilla flavors and is packed with 8 grams protein per 8-ounce serving. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk is sure to be a crowd pleaser for your little goblins. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, where every sip is a trick or treat. Grab yours today at Piggly Wiggly.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues at Camp Randall Stadium, joined now by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Let's just jump right in. I don't know if Penn State emptied the bag, but they emptied a lot in their last game against USC.
Tyler Warren was incredible. Have you seen a tight end used in as many ways as number 44 for Penn State was in their game with SC a couple weeks ago?
Maybe Travis Kelce. I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of NFL, but I think that maybe they're taking some things that they have used with him. But no, he obviously has been used in many different ways, and I don't know if their bag has emptied. I think that that bag is pretty plentiful, and I'm sure we'll see a bunch of it today.
Is that, as you studied this team, even like in the offseason with their new coordinator, where he's been, they talk about the creativity offensively. Is that part of the portfolio with him going back to Kansas and Buffalo and all that?
I do think so. I do think that their ability to, you know, be a little bit unorthodox. I don't mean it's normal when you stop and break it down, but they do it in many different ways.
Mark, that was your 15-minute time check, Stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 5 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grandma, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Good evening, hockey fans from Magnus Arena in Denver, Colorado. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers try to earn a series split against the top-ranked Denver Pioneers. Ryan Bexton is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Happy to have Paul Capobianco alongside from UW Athletic Brand Communications. I'm Brian Posick. Well, last night here in Denver, the Badgers twice had the lead against the top-ranked Pioneers, but couldn't get that third goal and fell 4-2. The Pioneers scored the game-winning goal. Defenseman Cale Ashcroft about 7.5 minutes into the third, and then their captain Carter King with an empty net goal to finish off Wisconsin, which is off to a 1-4 start. Meanwhile, Denver is 5-0 and has won 14 games in a row, dating back to last season's national championship run. And Paul, it's really too bad when you look the way Wisconsin played last night. Played well enough to win again, didn't it?
Yeah, we've said that a few times after games so far this year. And that's the best opponent the Badgers have played this year, and they did a great job. You look at the shots, 33-25. Last couple periods, really the whole game, maybe a 5-6 minute stretch at one point, but the Badgers, I thought, had better the play. Denver capitalized on a power play that the Badgers couldn't figure out. And that kind of turned out to be the difference in the game, a one special teams goal, obviously an empty netter at the end. But, you know, if you people talk about regressing to the mean, you kind of wait for that to happen with Wisconsin. They're playing really well, and they just haven't been able to poke home a couple goals here, and just kind of waiting for that to the dam to break. And it's going to happen one of these days because the Badgers are playing well. They're playing a lot in the offensive zone. They're around the net. They just haven't been able to put the puck in the net more than the other team has.
Yeah, Wisconsin through 5 games, only 9 goals scored. The top line of Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Ryland Mosley have counted for 8 of those 9 goals and 18 of the team's 26 points. I mean, those three have been fantastic so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, there you see the talent that Quinn Finley has. He's been a finisher.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herr, Bill Schmid, Dave McCann, and back in our network studio is Morgan Words. He's back in our network studio. We got a new guy back there. Yeah, there you go. This is Matt LePay. We bid you welcome to Wisconsin football homecoming night here in Madison, as the Badgers try to do something they haven't done in 14 years, and that's knock off a top five team. When last it happened was 2010, when the Badgers defeated number one Ohio State. They get another at-bat here tonight against the unbeaten and third-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Penn State comes to town 6-0 off of a bye. The Badgers are 5-2, 3-1. In Big Ten play. We've talked about it for a few weeks now. The Badgers with wins against Purdue, against Rutgers, last week at Northwestern. Kudos to Wisconsin. They've made it a big game. I think we're going to have a pretty good atmosphere here tonight, Tom.
The atmosphere, it's Halloween. You got a little bit of crispness in the air, but
Just looking, and you know, for people that haven't been to a game, you get the little video stream going with all these great highlights, and I think it's always exciting when you know you could be in a position to add to that lore and get up on that Jumbotron next time. Tonight you have that opportunity, and for this cast of, you know, this group of men, you've had some ups and downs, and you have fought through, and now you've put yourself, as you put it, Matt, in a position. You have to earn these big game opportunities. Now you have. Penn State's a really good football team, but just talking and kind of being around it this week, you get the sense that everybody is just waiting for the moment, and this moment is coming in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, you get the sense that the belief is growing here about how they go about their business. A lot of positive results here so far in the month of October. Let's take a look at our keys to the game, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Taos, how do they keep those good vibes going here tonight?
I said this earlier. This is a phone booth game. Penn State is, they're athletes everywhere. They have guys that are going to be playing on Sunday. They have great, you know, guys that can move around and do all this stuff. So what you want to do as from Wisconsin's standpoint, you want this thing physical and ugly and have your guys up front. If you can lead from that side of it, stay in normal down and distance. But this has to be, we have to, by no shadow of doubt, at the end of this game, say the group in all red, and you can say if you like that or not, the group in all red needs to be more physical than the group in all white. And if that's the case, great things can happen tonight.
Penn State coming off the bye 2 weeks ago. They were out at the L.A. Coliseum, found themselves down 14 points, rallied, and then in the second half, a couple of game-on-the-line fourth-down plays that they converted. Drew Aller connections with Julian Fleming. They kick a field goal to tie and then get a stop of USC in overtime and get a field goal to win it 33-30. So Penn State 6-0 for the second consecutive season. The Badgers come in 5-2 here tonight. The captain's about ready to meet at midfield. The honorary captain tonight, Monte Ball, set the NCAA career touchdown record in a game at Penn State in 2012. He's made no bones about it. He is thrilled to be back here. He's a UW Athletics Hall of Famer. When he got the call saying he'd be a captain, honorary captain tonight, he was thrilled. Great to see Monte back here.
What a room.
Tonight.
What a room.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Was.
Crazy. Wow. Crazy good. Let's send it down to the field for the toss of the coin. Brian Banks is the voice you'll hear. He is the referee here tonight.
Gentlemen, welcome. It's a great night for football. My name is Brian Banks. I'll be your referee. This is Tim Gover. Here's your umpire. The remainder of our crew is split between your respective sidelines. Penn State, you're the visitors. Therefore, you will get to call the toss. I got heads, tails. What's your call?
Tails.
Tails is called. It is tails.
I'd like to defer.
You defer? You'll take the ball, correct? Which way do you want to kick? All right.
All right, Penn State has deferred, so the Badgers will receive to begin the game. 51 degrees here at kickoff. A clear sky, calm wind. It'll be about 40 degrees, they tell us, by the end of the game. It is a beautiful night for football. Beautiful late October evening in Madison, Wisconsin. The Badgers with the Cardinal jerseys and the Cardinal pants here tonight, the white trim. Penn State with the old school classic uniforms, the white unis and the blue trim. As we are about set to go, Wisconsin and Penn State here at Camp Randall Stadium.
I don't mind that we lost the toss. I think typically you want to see, you know, how the game flows. I think this is one of those, let's send a statement, we're going to get this thing going, and you really want to kind of put that out there. I like that this is the case now, especially if we don't go three and out, but this is one of those, let's set a tone, and when you can do that, even more so when you get the kick.
Let's send it down to the field and check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
Ooh, it's a fun night to be at Camp Randall, and this is an awesome space to be surrounded by 75,000 fans tonight. And this team knows that. Jake Chaney joked this week that they'd started calling themselves the 11 a.m. boys because they kept getting put at that time slot. Four of the last five games were there. And they've kind of taken that as we're the underdogs. Nobody thinks anything of us. They want to keep that chip on their shoulder. They also know that they want to reestablish the home field advantage of Camp Randall. The Badgers are 5-5 in their last 10 Big Ten home games, and they know that this building can create magic like it will tonight. But they have all said to a man, and this is Hunter Woller's quote, we have to make plays. We have to find ways to get the crowd engaged. They're going to be in it from the start. What can we do to spark it even more?
Gabe Wosu, 6'6", 285 pounds. He's the kickoff man for Penn State. Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli are deep. Badgers will receive, go right to left as we see it. That is south to north at Camp Randall Stadium. Wosu on the approach, and the kick is in the air, and Anthony will let it sail over his head to the back line of the end zone for a touchback, and we are underway at Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium.
To kind of jump off of what Patrick is saying, you heard Luke Fickell this week also say, it's great you have this night game, this great atmosphere that we've all described, but you have to take advantage of it. You have to also bring that to let this great crowd that wants to be a difference maker, bring that energy, and you have to do that by being successful.
Tawee Walker gets the call at running back. There's been a hot running back here in the month of October. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Will Pauling slot left for the 25-yard line. First play from scrimmage as Pauling in motion to the right. And Locke will throw it to him in a high pass that buzzes incomplete. Maybe a little too much excitement there with Braden Locke as that pass well off the mark. And it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 25-yard line.
Just a little bit of motion there. He pulled it from Walker, had the easy throw. And that's, hey, there's a lot of excitement. Everybody's amped up. Locke is as well. Way overshot it.
Badgers get back on the ball. Pauling slot left. Walker to the right of the running back. Locke back to throw. Four-man rush. And that pass is, again, sailing well over everybody. Incomplete. Down the left sideline. There was no one in the zip code there. And it's third and 10 at the Wisconsin 25-yard line.
Miscommunication there with Vinny Anthony. I think Locke obviously was thinking he was going to run a go route down the sideline. He stopped his route short. Braden just fired it up there, and it fell to the turf.
This is what you don't want. Third and 10 for the 25-yard line. Penn State crowding the box. Kekahuna and C.J. Williams to the right. Will Pauling, Vinny Anthony to the left. Play clock is at 7. Ah. And now we have penalty markers flying.
Jack moved a little early.
Yep. Wisconsin, one of the least penalized teams in the country, but an early infraction here. And it's third down and 15. Badgers backed up to their 20-yard line.
Penn State, they do not do a ton of blitzing. They showed there, and their stud, number 11, Abdul Carter, he is going to move around. They like to flex him, and you have to be alert where he's at. Guys are going to get a little jumpy, really putting a lot on Renfro, making sure he gets his IDs, make sure the line knows where they're sliding their protections.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Walker, the running back, third and 15, Wisconsin, with its own 24-man rush. Lock throwing over the middle, caught by Anthony, 25-30. Anthony, 35-yard line, and up to the 40 and a first down on a gain of 20 on third and 15. First and 10, Wisconsin, from the Badgers' 40-yard line.
Don't get in third and long. We said, well, third and long, good protection up front, just a quick, easy slant. And Penn State didn't rally that football. Nice job of picking up that first down.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Snap the lock. He'll hand it to Tawee Walker trying to bounce it to his left. Nothing there as Zachy Wheatley out of the secondary comes up to make the hit right at the line of scrimmage. Second down coming up for Wisconsin. Just underway here in Madison.
Well, it's going to be a really interesting how Wisconsin attacks this great athletic group that Penn State has on defense. You want to get north and south quick. You don't want to spend a lot of time moving laterally with all this athleticism that they have.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Tucker Ashcraft's wing on the right side. Walker will shift to the left of Braden Locke on second and 10 for the Badgers. 40-yard line handoff. Walker up the middle across the 40 to the 41-yard line, and that's it. Short gain on the play. Sets up third down and 9 for Wisconsin. Koziah Izzard on the defensive line makes the stop for the Nittany Lions.
They have dudes all over the place. I'm going to be watching number 11 a lot because he is such a great player. But they have a lot of stout physical players as well. You really are going to have your hands full getting movement, trying to create some space. So far, not great up front.
Four receivers, three on the right, one on the left. Third and 9, Wisconsin with the Badgers' 41-yard line. Walker is the running back. Wisconsin comes into the game 44% on third down. That is 8th in the conference. Here's the snap, the lock on third down. Throws over the middle. It buzzes incomplete. Pass Will Pauling. Coverage from A.J. Harris. And the Badgers will punt on 4th and 9 at their own 41-yard line.
Well, we joked a little bit on 3rd and 15. It's, oh, no big deal. You're not going to want to continue to be in these 3rd and 5 pluses. And, you know, Wisconsin was able to get one on the first time around. But if you're living in 3rd and 8 plus, that's exactly what Penn State is hoping for.
Atticus Bertrams is on the punt. Zion Tracy deep for Penn State near the 15-yard line. Snap to Bertrams. Pressure on. He avoids the rush. Room to run. He will. 40, 45, 50. Bertrams to the 45 and gets blasted out of bounds by Dominic DeLuca. Atticus Bertrams. Boy, the best punts are the ones you don't punt, because that one was going to get gobbled up. He ate it. He ran it. First down, Wisconsin at the Penn State 44.
Wow, what a great heads up, just being a football player. Wisconsin does not pick up one of their gunners. He comes in to, it would have been an easy block. Lord knows what would have happened. He actually pulls and head fakes, was going to punt it again, and he looked up, and I could see Matt LePay saying, run, because there's nobody there, and he does a great job taking that green space. Great play.
15-yard run, handoff Walker up the middle, 40, cutting right, 35, dives down to the 34-yard line of Penn State. Zachy Wheatley on the tackle, gain of 10. They were signaling first down, and it is 1st and 10, Wisconsin. Not quite 3 minutes gone by. We have no score.
That's the thing. Penn State likes moving their guys around, slanting guys, different things. You catch them in that little gap scheme there. Nice 10-yard pickup.
Shotgun snap lock. Play fake. Drops the throw. Looking. Fires left side. Ashcraft incomplete near the 10-yard line of the near side. Jalen Reed, one of the safeties, on the coverage. 2nd down and 10 for the Badgers at the Penn State 34.
I think one of the things Braden has to continue to work, you have to understand the rush. That was a, you know, early first down pass. You're hoping for really good stout protection. We've seen that against Northwestern. Penn State, with the athletic, the athletes that they have, clock gets sped up a little bit. You have to find that rhythm into a game. So far, 1 of 5. He did make the one good throw, but that's feeling that rush early.
Two receivers right, one on the left. You got Williams and Pauling on the right. Vinny Anthony on the left. Snap to Lock. Looks the throw and a deep drop. Checks it down. Caught by Walker. Right side 35-yard line. And is able to brush off a defender and squeezed a yard out of it. That went from a -1 to a +1. And it's 3rd and 9 for the Badgers of the Penn State 33-yard line.
That's one of those hits that Walker just gave that, yeah, you only ended up picking up 1 or 2 extra yards, but that safety, that corner is going to look at it, and he just burrowed down and made contact, bringing that physicality. That's the stuff that these guys remember when it's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th quarter.
Well, he brought it to Cam Miller there. 3rd down and 9 for the Badgers at the Penn State 33-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Snap the lock. Looking under pressure. Dances right, throws right. Rolling catch. No catch. As C.J. Williams unable to gather Elliott Washington over there on the coverage. And it's now 4th and 9 from the Penn State 33-yard line. They're going to send out Nathaniel Vakos. And it's going to be a pretty good poke, but Vakos has shown the ability to do this. This will be maybe closer to 51 yards on the attempt. And it's a calm win. This will be a 50-yard try, right hash mark. Vakos with a long this season of 53. He is 6 of 10 overall. 50-yard try, right hash. Lines are down. Here's the snap. Ball down. Kick is in the air, and it is good. Vakos from 50 yards away, and the Badgers have the first points of the night. And those points brought to you in large part by Atticus Bertrams, who turned what was a hot mess into a 15-yard gain on a first down, and the Badgers get 3 out of it all. Tonight's game is sponsored by Nicolay Law, winning for Wisconsin since 2007. Get the beard, get the win. 11:05 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Penn State nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Complete your roofing project now and save big at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Choose from over 40 options and get a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
from the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see say for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. The Bakos 50-yard field goal gives the Badgers the early 3-0 lead as we check in with Patrick.
One of my guilty pleasures down here is watching guys react when things that maybe aren't scripted happen and they start reenacting them on the bench. That's what's happening right now all over with Atticus Bertrams. He's walking up saying, did you see when I sidestepped that guy and that little juke I had? He did take a pretty good shot at the end of that run though, but he's just fine. I heard him say something about rugby in Australia, so I think he's just fine.
Football play. That was the definition of a football player being a football player.
That set up the Vacos field goal as Gavin Lahm set to kick off. Nicholas Singleton is deep. Kick is on the way. Return chance if he wants it. Singleton right side at 3 to the 5, right side 10. Tries to kick it out to the right side, and he is cut down by Preston Zachman in kick coverage at the 18-yard line of Penn State territory. Excellent coverage from Wisconsin. That Ford scoring drive for the Badgers. 12 plays. 42 yards, took 3 minutes and 55 seconds.
We keep hearing Luke Fickell talk about complimentary football, and that was it right there. The offense gets a first down, but then struggles, but then is able to have the special teams lift them up, go down, get points. Now set up your defense in a good spot inside the 20 on Penn State's first drive.
Atron Allen is the running back. Tyler Warren wide right. Now motions to the formation. Drew Aller takes the snap, makes the handoff, throws to Warren, and he gets belted by Forcurine and is cut down with Hunter Waller helping out at the 20-yard line on a gain of 2.
You know that they're going to try to get him the football. We've all heard about his stat line, 17 catches in the USC. That time just a little motion. Quick little pullback trying to get him out in space. Forcarine right there. Bounced off, but was able to bring it up, and then Waller finished him off.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Nicholas Singleton slot left. Allen the running back. Singleton motions right. Here's a handoff. Catron Allen over the left side. Gets stood up at the 22-yard line, and he will fall forward for another yard up to the 23. That was Jake Cheney, or check that, Jaheim Thomas getting in there for Wisconsin. And Penn State has a 3rd and 5 at its own 23.
Kind of saw Penn State using both of their backs there with a little jet motion coming back to fake it. Wisconsin did a very nice job of staying home and now setting up this 3rd and long.
Penn State 48% on 3rd down, 4th best in the conference. 3rd and 5, the Nittany Lions 23-yard line. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left, Allen in the backfield. Drew Aller calls for the ball, gets the snap. Badgers send 3. Aller flush to his right, looking, throwing right side. Fleming makes the catch at the 39-yard line. And a 1st down for Penn State.
Now, Aller did a really nice job there of reorganizing his route, what he was doing, and then was able to flush out. Wisconsin got a little bit of pressure, but he was able to step out to the right, keeping his eyes down the field. Thought he was going to run. Darrell Peterson closing in on him, and he made a nice throw to pick up the 1st down.
9:14 left, 1st quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin. 1st and 10 Penn State from its own 39-yard line. 3 receivers, including Tyler Warren. Out to the left, Catron Allen motions out of the backfield. Empty backfield now. Harrison Wallace is out wide to the right on first and 10. Aller looks right on the slant. That's caught by Wallace across midfield. Forkurine takes him down at the 48 of Wisconsin, a gain of 13 and a first down for the Nittany Lions.
That's just, you said it, they overloaded to the left. They had four bodies over there. Wisconsin obviously had to put bodies over there as well. And they just went back to the short side of the field with a quick slant, one-on-one coverage. That was easy pickings there for Aller.
Penn State averages 34 points a game, fourth best in the league, 18th nationally. And the Nittany Lions are on the move at the Badger 48-yard line, first and 10. Warren slot right, motions into the backfield. Drew Aller, the quarterback, takes the snap. He'll give it to Allen over the left side of the line, bouncing it out to his left inside the 45 and taken down near the 42-yard line of Wisconsin. Good work there after contact from Katron Allen on a gain of six, and Penn State right back on the ball. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Aller gets the knee-high snap, looks the throw, stands at the 50, shuffles to his left. Under pressure, Darryl Peterson wraps him up, and he'll throw him down at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, unfortunately, Penn State went tempo. Wisconsin was unable to get their last guy off the field, so there's 12
men.
12 men on the field to snap. The 5-yard penalty results in the first down.
So a couple of penalties early on here for Wisconsin. 7:56 left in the opening quarter. 3-0 the Badgers. Fresh set of downs now for Penn State at the Wisconsin 37-yard line.
That's been a fun cat and mouse deal the last couple of weeks we've seen. And you know, Penn State went a little up-tempo there. And if they don't sub, you got to get off the field or you don't sub. And in that case, Wisconsin got caught.
They go empty again. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Tyler Warren, wing on the left side. Katron Allen, wide right, motions left to throw left side. That's caught by Warren inside the 35-yard line, is wrestled out of bounds by Preston Zachman at the 32-yard line. Zachman, a Pennsylvania native. Gain of five, second down for Penn State at the Wisconsin 32.
I talked about phone booth. You're seeing what Penn State is doing here. They're spreading it out. They've been empty. They're trying to get everything out in space, getting man-to-man, one-on-one coverage, and trying to find ways to get Warren, their great tight end, in as many one-on-one situations as possible.
The big O lineman, Ioane, slot to the right, motions to the formation. Here's a toss to Allen inside the 30-yard line, working over the right side of the offensive line of Penn State. Down to the 27 of Wisconsin, should be a first down. Maybe a little bit short. It is going to be short. Third down coming up for Penn State. 6:45 left opening quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin.
That kind of reminds you of the old U Gibby days way back in the day where you get a really big offensive lineman, get him coming full speed. That was their trying to seal the defensive end, bringing him down, then tossing the ball out. They picked up four.
They go with the extra tackle on third down. Aller to throw, looking, has plenty of time, throws it left side, wide open. Fleming dropped the ball at the 10-yard line. So on third and short, they go to the air, and Fleming just flat out dropped it. But it will now be fourth and short. The offense stays on the field.
That was a case where Wisconsin had a lot of men up on the fence trying to stop the run, and Aller did a good job of just waiting and waiting, and it wide open. That was a gift to drop that one.
Four out of five on fourth down. They'll try to sneak for it. Drew Aller's a big guy, and he may not have made it the way the officials are running up the line. They needed the 32. Luke Fickell's going to fight for his guys right now, and let's see where the spot's going to be. We got a big old pile of bodies out there right now as Penn State just tried to muscle its way for about a foot, and they did not make it. The Badgers turned them back. And Camp Randall rocking here in quarter number one. We'll take a break. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/badgers. 6:07 left first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Penn State nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th.